Ladies and gentlemen, I, Raj Kalgan, and Gregory Rose are proud to present at this time a public service program solely for your enjoyment. Featured as our special guest is Mrs. Marie Marta of Negaunee. During this interview, we will discuss the events of her life, especially those pertaining to Michigan. At this time, I would like to turn the program over to Greg Rose.
Mrs. Marta, we are happy to have you here today, and we want to ask you if there is a question about your life in general, and most especially about your life in Michigan. Our first question, Mrs. Marta, is when and where were you born?
I was born in North Park of Italy in a small village located in the province of Torino on May 29, 1894.
Well, this would make you about 78 years old, wouldn't it?
That's right.
How old were you when you left Italy?
I was 22 years old when I left.
Did you come directly to the United States?
Yes. I came to the United States in December 1916.
I suppose you came over by boat. Did you enjoy the trip?
I came over by boat, but I didn't enjoy the trip because it was wartime. We weren't allowed to have any light on after dark, and we had to go to our cabin early. We were very crowded, and we didn't have any of the comfort that you have today.
And what port did you arrive at when you got to the United States?
I landed in New York Harbor.
Miss Marta, did you settle there?
No, I didn't settle. in New York.
Where did you go from there?
From New York, I went to Globe, Arizona.
How did you travel?
I'm not used to this. I went to Arizona by train to meet my future husband. It took me several days to get there. It was 21 days from the time I left Italy until I go to my destination. It was very hard for me because I couldn't understand English.
Miss Marta, were you married in Arizona?
Yes, I was married in Globe, Arizona on June 7, 1917.
Did you become a citizen, Miss Marta?
Yes, I became a citizen on my husband's citizen's paper, which was allowed at the day.
In what year did you become a citizen?
It was in 1917 that I became a citizen.
Miss Marta, how long did you live in Arizona?
We lived in Arizona for 11 months, then we moved to Negaunee, Michigan.
What type of work did your husband do, Miss Marta?
My husband was a miner most of his life. He was also a policeman for the city of Negaunee for a number of years. In those days, the people had to work very hard. They would go to work at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they would work until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And the money was small. They used to get about $2.50 a day.
Mrs. Marta, will you describe life in Negaunee when you first arrived?
When I came to Negaunee, the conditions were not like they are today. We didn't have any nice street like we have now. The roads were not as good either. Iron street was full of holes, and after the rain, the holes were full of iron ore water. The sidewalks were made of wood. They used to remove the snow with the horse and sled. The house didn't have all the convenience we have today. We had to scrub the floor on our hands and knees every week because the floor were bare and we brought iron ore in from the dirty road. We had to have a lot of we didn't have hot or cold running water in the house either. And the bathroom were all outdoor. We didn't have electric light in our house, and we had to use kerosene lantern for everything. Of course, there were no radio or TV. There were no furnace, only coal and wood stove for heat and cooking. Our washing was done on a scrap board, and we had to heat all the water in the stove. To iron clothes, we put the iron on the stove to get hot. I had a 6 iron, and some would get warm while we were using the other one. We planted a garden and grow all our own vegetables. We can everything we could and have a root cellar to keep things fresh for the winter because there were no ice box or refrigerator in those days. We didn't have a car as we have today, but we had a train, a streetcar, and later we had a bus so we can go from Negani to East Spring and Marquette. Today there is not any public transportation because most people have their own car, but it is difficult for older people to get around.
Miss Marta, did you have any children?
Yes, I had 3 daughters, and they are were educated in our local school. They are all married now, and I have 8 grandchildren. When I had my children, we didn't go to the hospital like they do now. We did have 3 small hospitals in Negani, but we all had our baby at home.
Did you ever work in Michigan?
I started to work in 1943 after my husband died. I worked in Negani dress factory for 7.5 years. I was a sewing machine operator. When the factory was closed, I worked in a dry cleaning establishment for 1 summer. Then I went to work as a priest housekeeper. I am now in pension and I'm living with my daughter and son-in-law and 2 children, a son and a daughter.
Have you enjoyed life in America and especially life in Michigan, Ms. Marta?
I have lived in Negani 51 years, and I have enjoyed it very much. I did return to Italy for a visit after being in this country for 50 years, and I enjoyed the trip very much. Italy was changed too after this year, but I came back to my old good Negani. It has been interesting about the change and see the town grow.
At this time, I would like to thank Mrs. Marta for so graciously contributing her time to make this interview with us. We would also like to thank the Negani High School History Department for the use of their facilities. We also want to include Mr. Nicholas Ilnicki for inspiring this program, and we want to thank you for being such a good listening audience.